I was reminded tonight of a passage in Leviticus 9, where the Lord says, "And the glory of the Lord shall appear unto you." Oh, I forgot something. "This is the thing which the Lord commanded that ye should do, and the glory of the Lord shall appear unto you." You got to do something first, and then the Lord will back up his word. In this passage, of course, you all know what's in Leviticus. A lot of sacrifices, a lot of offerings. That's what's spoken of in the beginning of the chapter. Sin offering, burnt offering, peace offering. And then he says in the fourth verse, "For today the Lord will appear unto you." And so they did that. First of all, for Aaron and his family, and then for the people. I don't want to go into details. I'm just saying hello. What can we do? We don't bring these offerings. Nobody brought a cow tonight, or a goat, or a calf, or a sheep. Good thing you left them at home. But you can do something. We can do something. There's something that we read in Hebrews. Hebrews is the book that compares the Old Testament and the New Testament. I want to read just a verse of something that we can do. Hebrews 13, the last chapter of Hebrews. I hope you don't have to go into the concordance to find Hebrews. If you do, learn the books of the Bible. We have a boy 4 years old in Canarsie that can say all the books of the Bible in order. And we have old saints that have to use the concordance, or the, no, what do they call that? The index. Well, that's all right. I mean, as long as you find it. 4, verse 15. "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." This is what we can do. "This do, and the glory of the Lord will be revealed to us." The Lord will meet with us. There are no words that I can add, or any other preacher or missionary, to the word of the Lord. It's, well, to me, it's plain English. I've been at this English business for 60 some odd years now. I used to have to tell my life story when Brother Edmund used to be here years ago, and he's the one that brought us over here, and Brother Waldvogel, Hans Waldvogel, and so I used to mention in Thanksgiving how the Lord picked us out of Austria like a needle in a haystack, a bunch of dirty little kids that had no parents. And then the church brought us over here. Now, that's enough of history. If you want to find out more, you have to pay. But I was reminded today of a little leaflet that I found lying on the kitchen table. My wife is a computer expert, and she comes up with all these things that come on whatever it is they call it, email, or what do they call it when you get... Internet, what, you know. Anyway, I can't even fish right. I have never caught a decent fish in this lake. But in this leaflet, there was a little girl, and she was walking around saying the alphabet, about the age of my little granddaughter. "Have you met Valerie?" Who would name their kid Valerie? Anyway... Oh, I'm sorry. I keep forgetting she's no food for me tomorrow. Now, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, I was saying the alphabet. You know the alphabet, don't you? A, B, C, D. And the grown-up that was observing her said, "What are you doing?" "I'm praying." You're just saying the alphabet. Well, tell God all the letters, and he puts them together, and he knows what I'm saying. So let's do it. I'm sorry, Philip. I'll be good tomorrow.
Okay. Praise God. Yes, he admonished us to do something. What can we do? We can pray, and we can praise, and we can worship from our hearts and bring a sacrifice acceptable to the Lord. We bring ourselves, first of all. Present ourselves to Him. Yield ourselves a living sacrifice. And we open our mouths and we offer a sacrifice of praise. Oh, Jesus, You are worthy. You are worthy all praise. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Maybe one of you has a song. Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. Who has it? 208, is it? Or 205? 206. We can stand as we sing. Oh, Jesus, we praise You, Lord.
Jesus. filled with His glory. Let the course be filled with His praise. Let us worship the Lord in the Holy of Holies. Zion rejoiceth again. Let the
Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Number 290. You may be seated. Yes, Lord. 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 Amen. Hallelujah.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Darkness veils His lovely face. unchanging grace in every high and stormy gale. I anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath is alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. Oh, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Put us on the rock, dear Lord. Put us on that rock. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus.